Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world who have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative of all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed show today if you're into cool alternative pop soul music. We got the artist Caleb Germain coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. So again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to hit me up on social media, it's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N is a Nancy, N is a Nancy over on Twitter, and then T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N, it's Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram, thanks to the hacker there. And then if you really, really want, on Facebook, I'm at Tyrone Tan as well. And then if you want to see our in-studio guests, such as our guest co-host and our guest of the hour, go to our Facebook page over at Staros Entertainment over on Facebook. We have a great, cool, good-looking guest in today. So anyways, without further ado, we're going to be bringing in, we always rotate the guest co-host, and we've always had different guest co-hosts all the time, and we always want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts. But today, I have a very special guest co-host, a very dear friend, and she's an actress, she's a model, a producer, a writer, but she's more than that. And I put a list of things just to kind of best describe her, because it's also her birthday coming up, so I wanted to kind of do a little special something. Because I may not be able to. It's been like a year since I saw this particular person since a COVID, so I figured If I can't get her card right, I missed the card, might as well say this on the air. So I got this, I'll spell out, how they put adjectives to the letters of a person's name. So I'll spell out her name. Her name is Nicolette Noble. Again, she's an actress, producer, writer, model. And Nicolette, she's a nice person. She's a very nice person. She's very intelligent as well. C, she's a caring individual. O, she's very outgoing. L, she's likable. She loves to laugh. E, she's energetic. T, she's talented. The other T, she likes to train a lot. I always see her training. So she's whether it's drumming or stunts. E, she's extremely sweet. And again, she's a neato person. What I mean neat, she's groovy. O, overly humble. That's something. And then B, beautiful. And then L, she's laid back, likable. I think people like her a lot. And then last but not least, E, extremely means the world to me. So she's a really dear friend, and she's really awesome, and I'm glad she's here. So that's her intro. She is my dear friend, and she's also starring in this new anthology series called Pretty Gritty TV coming up soon, and a bunch of other stuff. Here is my guest co-host of the hour, Nicolette Noble. Welcome.
Hello. Wow.
How was that intro for you?
Oh, overwhelming.
Well,
I loved it.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I wanted you to make you feel at home because, like I said, I know it's been a while. I mean, I think we've known each other for a couple of years, and I've been asking to come on the show for a bit. Mm-hmm. But now we're finally here. So I wanted to kind of make you feel really welcome and really warm. And it really touches my heart that you're here. And I know you're here. We got a cool guest, a friend of yours that you know. And actually, we got two friends of yours that are going to be into the studio.
Three.
But we'll be bringing them in. I just wanted to, get the audience to get to know you. And I figured let the world know what a great human being you are, because you really are. So, Nicolette Noble, tell the audience a little bit just about yourself before we bring in the guests of the hour. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you, Tyrone. I am just love art and creating, and I moved to LA like about 7 years ago, and became best friends with another guest here, mm-hmm. Ree, who you guys will meet, and she's kind of inspired me to go into all forms of filmmaking, video production, photography, writing. I just love everything creative and supporting fellow artists.
Awesome. You, I mean, what do you think? I mean, because you got a lot of cool titles. I mean, actress, model, producer, writer. What do you think for you do you like the most? And, you know, when you hopefully when you come back here as the guest of the hour, we could go more deeper into this. But just for the audience, just to get a little bit to know you a little bit. What do you think you like doing the most?
Recently, I've been loving writing the most. But I used to believe that you could only do one thing at a time.
Correct.
Like, you needed to put everything into only one thing, and over the years I've kind of changed my mindset regarding that.
Correct.
And have become more malleable, so kind of just whatever naturally becomes inspiring next.
The same thing with me. I mean, you started off one thing and then you kind of multitask and you started learning different things and then you kind of fall in love with different things. So I definitely get you, and it's cool. And then we the last time I got to see you, I can't believe it's actually been a year pretty much the last time I saw you.
Wow.
And you guys were working on a project called Pretty Gritty TV, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your involvement with that, for people that don't know.
Me and two friends decided to travel the world and shoot a web series.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot in like Iceland, Tokyo, Newfoundland, all sorts of places. And we were just embracing the kind of guerrilla style shooting.
And it's two also dear friends, TJ Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, who's the director, is I believe.
Yes.
And then Stephanie Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Who's also like your co-star as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your characters?
We play different characters in each episode. So one episode we're mermaids, another episode she's an alien in Iceland. It's an alien episode. One episode is like a rock and roll episode. Because I'm also dabble in drumming.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, anthology. Every episode is a new thing. And
awesome.
It's our characters. It's a love story.
Awesome. And this is hopefully coming out soon, or how are people check it out?
Not too soon.
Okay. Well, when it comes out, I hope you come back and we could help promote that for you.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So I don't know if you got the memo. The memo. The guest co-host, we also have it's a surprise. We have a guest co-host to the guest co-host. You want to introduce the guest co-host of the guest co-host? We have a dear friend of yours. She's a photographer. She's a beautiful woman. She seems just as sweet as you. Her name is Ree Rasmussen. She's a producer and she's a photographer and a writer. Nicolette, you want to introduce this girl?
Everybody meet Ree Rasmussen, my best friend and business partner. Yes, she is the greatest human that I've ever met. Basically saved my life since I've been living in LA. She has a lot of experience in like all art forms. So she's really taken me under her wing and helped steer me in a very great direction in my life. So I'm very excited for you to get to meet her today.
Well, Ree, welcome into the studio at Indie100.com Radio, Star Wars Entertainment, and UBN. Welcome, Ree Rasmussen.
Well, I mean, what can I say after that?
Like,
you ever seen the Obama mic drop? I'm out.
She did it. See you later.
So, yeah, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Ree, and thanks for coming. I know, this is a surprise because not only that, you're also involved with this cool thing that we're a music video as well. What we're talking about as well. But let's tell the audience a little bit about yourself just before we bring in the guest of the hour.
Well, you know, have you ever seen the Rock?
Okay.
He describes himself as a dinosaur.
Okay.
And I feel kind of like in that category.
A dinosaur? In what way?
With a bunch of lives through ice ages of time.
Oh, okay.
No, I started at 15 in New York City in fashion modeling. I went to film school in Hollywood after that. I wrote and directed some shorts and some feature film that went to film festivals around the world.
Awesome.
Some nice ones like Cannes and Berlin. And yeah, then I started in some big campaigns. Then I started in some other movies. And then I shoot some photos and I make some art. And then I create some oil paintings. And now, drum roll, I'm a mom.
Wow. Because we got a little one in here, right? What's her name?
Yeah, we got her.
What's her name?
Her name is Ellie Rose.
Hi, Ellie Rose. You want to say hi?
You
want to
say hi? Come
here. You want to say hi to Ellie Rose?
Come on.
Is this your first time on radio, right, Ellie? Or?
Can you say hi?
Hi.
How old are you, Ellie Rose?
How old are you? 3 years old.
What? Wait a sec. No, you are not. You are 4.5 years old?
Well, thank you for coming. Ree and Nicolette, I don't know if you got the memo, what the guest co-host is supposed to do. Did you get the memo?
No. Well, nobody read this fine print. We're just here to look cool. What are you
the guest co-host of the hour, well, Nicolette, we'll put this. We talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any cool movies lately, or anything, or maybe? I mean, maybe we not maybe in the theater, because you know we've all been kind of Is there any movies or maybe TV shows you've seen lately?
Well, of course, The Queen's Gambit is incredible.
Okay.
But I just watched a movie called Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Palm Springs. So, well, let's talk about that. Is it with Adam's... Wait, who's that?
Adam, what's his last name? He's incredible. And it's this movie
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg.
Okay. So here's a little quick synopsis, and then you're gonna tell me what you thought of it. Okay. So thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis of Palm Springs. Here it goes. Palm Springs, rated R. When carefree Niles and reluctant maid of honor Sarah have a chance to encounter at a Palm Springs wedding, things get complicated as they are unable to escape the venue themselves or each other. Directed by Max Barbaco, I do apologize for my mispronouncing, and starring the awesome Andy Samberg, Kristen Milioti, J.K. Simmons, a plethora of great people, Peter Gallagher, Meredith Hagner, a lot of great plethora of actors in here. So, Nicola Noble, you saw that. I had not got to see that. What did you think?
I thought it was very innovative and original. These characters get stuck in an infinite time loop together, and it's a dark comedy, and it's at a wedding. So they're constantly reliving this day where they went and met each other at this wedding.
Okay.
And the main character has been stuck in the time loop forever.
So it's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Is it kind of Bill Murray in it. I didn't want to interrupt. I was like, where's Bill Murray?
But yeah, it's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Okay.
But way different. It's almost like a sci-fi.
Okay.
Dark comedy love story.
Okay.
It was very original and.
All right. Well, is it something you highly recommend checking out? Or
I highly recommend. Yeah.
Okay. So it's Palm Springs, and it's on Hulu.
Palm Springs on Hulu.
All right. So again, Nicola Noble says check out Palm Springs. I didn't get to see it, but because she did, she saw it, and I respect her. So I'm gonna go check that out as well. Again, it's Palm Springs, rated R. Again, starring Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, J.K. Simmons, and a lot of other great talents. All right. So, Ree Rasmussen, yes.
Do you want to have a competition about how many Disney or Pixar movies you've seen in a row? That I can do right now. How many NC-17 or R-rated films I can like spurt out of the moment? It is very, very few because I fall asleep.
What is your daughter into? What is she? Disney character? What Disney character is she?
So it was definitely Moana, which was also a favorite of mine, which I really don't understand why they didn't make a sequel. I'm very upset with Disney. It's very upsetting. Then we were on to Princess and the Frog, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And they need to like make sequels of these kind of Disney movies. For sure. And then, otherwise, we get stuck in YouTube shows for kids.
Okay.
Which is a whole new world of horribleness. Anyways, yeah.
Awesome. Well, by any chance, Nicolette and Reed, did you by any chance get the other memo?
Oh, that one.
That memo.
I threw it over my shoulder. Were we supposed to read it?
The other memo is, or we could always go to Plan B, the guest co-host of the hours, arrange a way for the guest of the hour to bring them in. So either sometimes we bring them in a Millennium Falcons, limos, hang gliders, etc. By any chance, did you guys arrange a way for the guest of the hour? Because I know you guys know this person, a special way to bring him in, or should I go to Plan B?
We We gave him a scooter.
A scooter? Okay.
It has light up wheels.
Okay. So, you know, I don't think, Luis, who's in here as well, Luis Delgado, you've been a guest co-host before. Have you brought anyone in the scooter that you recollect? That's an original. It's original. We got my boy, Luis Delgado, in the house here. Who's also been in the hot seat of the guest co-host before. I think Nicoletta's gotten something original. So we'll bring in this guest of the hour, who is a alternative pop soul artist. We're going to be debuting his new song here, The Gift, coming up. I think we're going to be bringing him in. Reese, so what you're going to do, you're going to open up the studio, and then Nicolette, you're just going to shine the light and then let him cue him into when he's going to be coming in, okay?
No light. He has light up wheels on the scooter.
He's got to know when to come in, though, at least on the count of three. I think we're looking at him right now. He's down there. He's got a mob of people out there. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. All those ladies.
Look at all those people. Okay, well, on the count of three, what we're going to do, we're bringing him in. We're going to be bringing his name is Caleb Germain. And you guys all know him, obviously. Well, the audience doesn't know that, but he stars with you, Nicolette, in this new upcoming or this new music video that's out. And you got to direct this gentleman as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So again, without further ado, we bring him Caleb Germain into the studio, coming in on a scooter. On the count of three, you're going to open up that door. One, two, and three. Here he comes, coming into the in the studio on a scooter. Oh my gosh, with the lights. Here he is. Oh my God, look at all the mob of people. They're throwing flowers and everything. Oh my God, wait, he's stopping. He's stopping for selfies. Here he is. Oh my, wait, they're grabbing him. Oh my God. All right, guys, we got to bring him. Here he is coming on the scooter with, oh my gosh, he's coming down fast. Here he comes with the light. Oh, the lights. Oh, it helped him out there. And he's jumping in. Here he comes speeding inside the studio. We have alternative pop soul artist debuting the new song, The Gift. Here he is. Close friends to Nicolette Noble and Rhea Rasmussen, we have Caleb Germain. Welcome, Caleb Germain, alternative pop soul artist, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com radio, and UBN. Welcome, Caleb Germain.
Hey, how you doing, Tyrone? Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, yeah, look at that scooter. Wow, that's a decked out scooter. Wow.
It's a pretty special one.
Pretty special one?
It's one of a kind.
Yeah, it's pink too. No.
You see the cool wheels.
It's cool. Yeah, it's awesome. It's all glow stick lighted and everything. Wow, that's
awesome. Electric too.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thanks you, Nicolette Noble and Ree, for bringing Caleb in on the scooter. By any chance, you just keep the receipt to that.
Oh, he owes me big time.
Gotcha.
Why, you want one?
Yeah, well, well. Anyway, so welcome again, Caleb Germain, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com radio, and UBN. Welcome, my man.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
It was great to have you. You know, I've heard good things of you so far from two reliable sources.
Too.
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this.
Yeah. Seriously, you know, and it's interesting because, me and Nicolette follow each other, and then she had posted a song of yours, and, you know, and this is someone that I would totally do whatever for, and I was just like, you know what, I like the song, and, she was, you know, obviously plugging you, and I said, well, why not we bring him in and plug him out here? To all the listeners out there from around the world, and and it's great to have you here.
Hey, I'm so honored. First and foremost, thank you, Nicolette. Thank you for sending that song to Tyrone. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
The entire team, Ree, she's a big part of this entire production, and helping pushing it forward. And so I'm very honored to be here. I love how the universe is bringing us together. So.
Awesome. Yeah, well, that's cool. So what we're going to do, we'd like the audience to get to know you. If not fans of you already, then we want to make them more fans or just get to know you. And a lot of times, you know, when they if they like you, you know, maybe they may start to support you and then follow you and then get your music. That's a whole thing, right?
Hey,
you know, because you've seen interviews and if you don't like that person, you ain't buying nothing. So, okay. So we always like to start off with this one question. Where are you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Pullman, Washington, okay. On the campus of Washington State University.
Okay. But on the campus?
Yeah, on the campus. So my dad was in college over there.
And then your mom was in college as well?
No, she was just with them.
Oh. So. It happened like in a class?
No, I'm not sure how that happened. But there was already a few children already born before me.
Uh-huh.
And so I have
on the campus?
No, they were born in different places.
Okay.
But I have six brothers. And so
wow.
I had three brothers who were already born. And then I was born on campus there when my dad was finishing education.
Awesome.
Raised in Tacoma, Washington, over there in the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool, cool. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be a singer or in the entertainment industry?
I did. Since I was a baby, everyone around me told me that music was what I was born to do.
Okay.
But I kind of had that in my built in my DNA already.
Awesome. Who are your inspirations? What singers are that inspired you to get into singing?
I wouldn't say singers first, but Beethoven.
Okay.
I love to go back in the music, and then I love like Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles.
Oh, wow.
I love just humans overcoming adversity.
Yeah, yeah.
And making them their advantage, and then becoming a service for other people.
Awesome.
And so I love those artists there.
Awesome. Well, now, what was it that, so from coming from where you're at, when did you know that this was going to be something you were going to do at least for the rest of your life? Was it that, were you in a play? Were you like doing karaoke somewhere?
Like, no.
That was it.
Tyrone, that's a great question. I was, it jumbles a little bit because I have always sang. Mm-hmm. I've always written music. But it really, I would say, I started, and I made a decision back in 2008, like this is what I was going to do. I graduated from school in 2013. I started sharing music in my hometown intentionally and purposefully in 2015.
Oh, wow.
When I started doing that, I started to see it work for people. And I come from an aspect of mental health. I want to help people heal. And so when I started seeing it work for people in different pockets of my community, I was like, you better damn well be right. This is what I'm going to do the rest of my life.
Wow.
And so I quit my job, made a plan. Well, I didn't quit it immediately,
yeah, yeah.
But I made a plan and stuck to it and then took a leap out here to LA and some things just ping-ponged to where I didn't friend request Nicolette and I didn't friend request Ree.
Wow.
But the way that we're here right now, it's kind of like, Nicolette, she's a great person, a great human being. And so Ree is a great person, a great human yeah. being. I pride myself on just waking up and trying to be the best person I can be. And I want to be surrounded by those type of people.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I mean, the one thing why I wanted to kind of help out here, because like I said, Nicolette is someone that likes to help people out. And, I see that in her nature. And that's something that I value with in people, and that's why I also wanted to bring her here. But at the same time, it's like you could tell the vibe. Even when we started communicating, like on email, I was like, "Oh, okay, this guy's a cool guy."
Yeah,
just the way you started, hey, and the way you were very, you had a cool, positive nature, and that's just kind of how I am. And I was, grew up with that same. It was like, you grow up with, good apples, you be a good apple. You grow up with bad apples, be a bad apple. And I could just tell if you are hanging out with someone like Nicolette. I mean, I say, how bad could this guy be, actually? But so that's pretty much why I was kind of drawn to kind of like it's getting this together. So Nicolette, as the guest co-host, do you have any questions for Mr. Caleb Germain in his early life before we get into the nitty gritty of where he is at, like maybe from his childhood or anything like that?
Questions from his childhood. What was your favorite childhood movie or TV show?
Oh, my favorite childhood TV show. Hey Arnold.
Ooh, okay.
Nickelodeon.
Hey Arnold. I forgot all about him.
And Doug.
Okay, wow. So you're a Nickelodeon guy.
Yes.
Okay, any other favorite? That's a good question, Nicolette.
Family Matters is really cool.
Okay.
Love Family Matters.
Now, did you have any chance to dabble into going and get into acting as well, or is it more so just singing?
I am just a being. And so, like, as a human being, like, I'm like, I have a couple talents and gifts, and I'm open to exercising those however it is. And so, leading with the music and letting that unfold into however it is, I'm open to being an actor. I've dabbled in some auditions and stuff out here since I've been in LA. It's been really, really fun.
Now, do you model as well?
Yes, I do.
I was going to say, because, I mean, I see the video. We'll talk about that music video.
Oh,
you got no shirt and everything. I mean, I was like, what? What's going on? Uh-oh.
Oh,
I mean, and
oh,
Nicolette, man. Oh, my gosh. You know?
She killed it.
Yeah,
oh,
she killed it. No, seriously. And this is the thing. You could tell when someone doesn't have an ego. She's not one of those people that you pay a compliment. She really, I don't know, unless you could tell me yes or no. But
you better.
She doesn't like the flex really quick, and I could tell she's so humble about this.
I'm gonna have one by the time I walk out of here if you keep this up.
Hey, well, yeah, she's gonna receive it. I mean, at the end of the day, Nicolette's a hard worker and she has big goals, right? And so, the short memory of wins and helping people and knowing like that's what she aims to be, and she doesn't aim to just be a one-hit wonder.
Correct.
Any aim, you know, and so. Penetrating with those compliments, sometimes you just say it again in different ways, and then it sinks in, and then over time she'll get him like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You guys both have that same kind of, like I said, you don't have an ounce of ego that I could tell.
Blessings.
And that's the thing, and I think that's what I love about just having the right people. And I think Reed just stepped out really quick. So from that, so you moved out here, and then how long ago was that?
That was in October of 2019.
October of 2019.
Or 18,
oh, so it's just recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was there anything that you were just like unsure of? Did you know anybody coming out to LA?
I knew one person.
Who?
My friend Javon.
Okay.
And so he works in the music industry out here. I met with him about a year before I moved out here, and he just had heard a couple songs. He's pretty well off in the music industry. He was like, you just need to be out here. I believe in you. Just come out here and just set your feet in and just dig.
Don't you like that when people, because I try to do that all the time when I have people that want to do this, and you know, I've been in this business for many years, and a lot of people it's that first step, you know, you just got to do that first step, and then when you do it, it's a lot easier. Then of course, it's not gonna say it's easy, but it's just like you just go from one step to the next step, and then like here you are, like obviously what, 2-3 years, you're here, and like I said, but it's all the kind of different steps that you take and the people that you kind of meet. Some people are going to be blocks in your road, and then some people are the ones that are going to point you in the right direction.
Right.
So I think someone like Nicola Noble was like a white rabbit in the road.
Oh, since the day I met her, since the day I met Ree, since the day I met them both the first time at the same time, and it's only been good. I've only grown towards direction, towards the aim that I show up every day as. Uh-huh. And so,
awesome. Well, we're gonna be playing your song in a bit. But any other questions, Nicolette, about that maybe people would like to know before we get into the nitty gritty about Caleb Germain? Now, is that your real name?
Yes.
Okay.
from his early life.
Before we dive into the nitty gritty.
Well, you were an athlete before.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah. I was.
Football.
Yeah, I did. I played football for a while.
That's an interesting thing. If we get into, like, you know, the video, because it explains the shirtless.
Yeah, the shirt. I was like,
I had some previous training.
Okay, I was gonna say. Okay, you had a lot of So I mean, you work out.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, and your mom. I mean, it's cool because you know she's a model as well. Mm-hmm. Now, did you grow up with the stigma? Like, did people tell you, oh, you should be a model, or was it something you went into, or you got into because people told you that you should do, or was that something you all thought? So you thought maybe you should do.
I wasn't getting a model a lot because I mean, in my teens, I had bad acne.
Okay.
And so I used to get made fun of because I had like a lot of pimples.
Wow.
And
okay.
So didn't get the model thing until I was really over like 19, 20 when I was in Santa Rosa. Someone had approached me out there in the gym and they were like, hey, have you ever considered modeling? And I'm over there working. I'm like, I'm a football player at this time, you know, just jacking weight around. And I'm like, no. Like, no, I didn't think about modeling. He's like, well, you should hit me up. And I never did. But you know, some years and coming out here, just ping ponged, and I became more open as a human being over the years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you know where did we? You want to check if she's okay? Yeah, just if maybe she didn't get locked out or something. Yeah, we went. Now Nicolette, for you, I mean, while we're gonna wait. Oh, there's Sarah's. So Nicolette, because I know you guys got to work with each other on this new music video.
Yes.
And we'll talk to Ree as well. So tell the audience a little bit about this music video that you guys get to collaborate doing.
Well, Caleb has Caleb has many incredible songs, and Ree and Caleb came to me and decided that they wanted to spend a weekend shooting a video for one of them.
Yeah.
And so the three of us kind of just mapped out. What we had mapped out what we wanted to do visually, redirected the video. I helped I helped drone operate.
Wow.
Because when I was in Iceland, I learned how to fly a drone. So that came in handy. And we went to Joshua Tree and just created together.
Wow.
And it was such a synergistic...
Synergistic? Well, let me look that up. Hold on. No, wow. No, I'm teasing. That's a big word. No, that's cool.
Experience. I love Ree's taste in shooting. So I always trust her when we're shooting. So when you can trust, you know...
A director or...
The director, it makes it a really... cool experience.
Honestly, I'm just European and y'all are American.
Well, let me tell you, and I told Jermaine, I wasn't going to tell you.
Give me ice in my water.
I told this. I saw the music video. It debuted last night on YouTube. You can check it out. Right, it's called "The Gift" by Caleb Jermaine. And I told Nicolette and on Insta and on Jermaine on Insta. I said I don't want to say anything until we get on the air. So I watched it last night. And you guys could check it out again. It's called "The Gift" by Caleb Jermaine. That's CaleBJermaine, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's called "The Gift." You just go up YouTube, right?
Yep.
I thought it was beautifully shot. Beautifully shot, beautifully edited. Yeah. There was a lot of great imagery. You did so great. You're on a rock. You got like no shirt.
He's great without a shirt.
And then Nicolette comes in and just adds to the beauty. I mean, I was like, what am I watching here? It's just a beautiful work of art. It's just art if you freeze frames things. It was art. It was beautiful. No, but it came in. When it first started, I thought it was kind of like, I don't know if you remember the Bon Jovi "Blaze of Glory" song. You know, and it kind of was like, and it started off, you know, and it starts off with this little intro, and it's like I sense like Bon Jovi coming up on the canyon or something like that kind of thing, and it is it was quiet, and then all of a sudden I'm going down in the, you know, and then all of a sudden then it goes and then it kicks in with the title and all this stuff, and then it starts, and then you're on the, you got like chains on and the rocks, and then the beautiful imagery with like Nicolette with the water, and then but it cuts into, you don't know it's water. The only reason I knew like there were shots with you guys like in the water is because I saw her like post some stuff, but it was just artistic on how, you know, you have some of that stuff, how you done, and tell the audience a little bit about that process of what was your take of what were you trying to, you know, showcase in this music video.
Well, I so want to stay on this high plane of you praising me. I just want to point out the fact that we had like $10. It's me and Caleb and Nicolette in the desert. I have a broken big toe. I'm operating three cameras at the same fucking time. At the same damn time.
Fudging. It was fudging, right?
Funkin'. We say funkin'.
Forgot about the broken toe.
Yes. It was amazing.
We had such a positive experience. I forgot about this.
So I just want to say, like, shout out to Hollywood Film Institute. I had two locked off cameras and one handheld, and we shot this thing. That's it.
What did you shoot it on? Do you mind me asking? What was it?
We shot one on a Leica, which is a beautiful, beautiful camera. And you can see the part where he's wearing the cowboy hat, singing into the camera. Leica.
Wake up in the morning with the eyes in the That's what I was thinking.
Yes, it's kind of, well, you know, Leica looks like film.
Yeah.
It looks like film.
Oh, yeah.
It's digital, but it looks exactly. It's calibrated. The camera's fantastically calibrated to look like film. It's a beautiful, beautiful camera. And then we shot a lot of it, another locked up camera, which is a Canon. Okay. Oh, just a Canon. And then we had a Huawei phone from Canada that Nicolette used for drone operating. And when we weren't droning, I would hand hold it. So it was easier.
Because there's that shot up in the air. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I was really paying attention to it. Number one, like you said, I thought it was beautiful. And if you guys haven't checked this out, again, just go to YouTube, look up Caleb Jermaine, The Gift. And you could see this beautiful, literally beautifully shot music video. But just the imagery to it. And, what were you trying to convey? I mean, obviously, we'll talk about the song because we're about to debut the song right now. But what was your mind frame as a director? When you heard the song, what were you thinking as a director? Like, how do I want to portray this image-wise?
Well, I mean, I have followed Caleb closely since he arrived in L.A. And he produces a lot. Mm-hmm. And he produces a lot of songs, and he makes almost a song a day.
Wow.
And he comes from choir, he comes from church, he has amazing harmonies, there is an enormous texture to his songs that he produces at home in his bedroom.
But like I was sort of listening for all of that to accumulate into his voice. And one day, and this is very serendipitous, I was with Nicolette in my car when Caleb, and I, we decided to take a day of driving in the Malibu Canyons because I used to live in Malibu. And Caleb sent the sketch for this song, just his voice and like a little bit of harmonies. And I go, what the hell is this? This is amazing. And I played it to Nicolette. And then we were gone in the mountains for the rest of the day in Malibu. And I think when we came out like 6 hours later for driving around the mountains and looking at horses with my daughter and like having like a day off, Caleb had already added to the song. And like I watched it slowly grow instrument by instrument, layer by layer. This is a song that I feel an enormous amount for. I feel it like a baby. And the message in the song is extremely pertinent. I think every human being on planet Earth can understand when he says, you know, a pat on the back can feel like a hot rod, meaning all these fake people, especially when you live in LA, but anywhere, all these fake people give us all this fake smile encouragement while they're really like stabbing us in the back at the same time or telling us stories. You know, people will say they'll talk you to the moon. They'll talk you to the moon, but they won't ever walk the walk of their word. Gotcha. Of their word. The song is just extremely powerful, truthful, and it's saying something. Well, and the video is showing it.
Yeah, no, it really does. And I could tell there's a lot of thought put into that, even if it was only made for $10. I mean, the thing is,
literally.
But it looked great. You wouldn't even know. And so the thing is you're like, no, it's $9.99.
Actually, the gas to Josh Richter was a little bit more expensive. But if we were gonna exclude the gas to get out there, then yeah.
No, it was really, like you said, and just everything. There was nothing, you know, I didn't not like about it. Like I said, it was really well done. So I want to applaud you on that. And so let's talk about this song we're going to be debuting. Mm-hmm. So Caleb, Jermaine,
hey.
It's called The Gift. We're going to be playing that in just a few. Tell the audience what inspired you and what this song's about.
So as Ree was saying, it was pretty serendipitous in a way how it came about. I often have a lot of recordings on my voice memos, and so I write daily. If I have an idea, I'll just record a voice memo, and then when I have an opportunity in the studio or in my home studio, then that's what I'll start with. But I was sleeping on this day, and I woke up, and something in my spirit said record, and so I recorded, and I recorded this voice memo that was really just, it just came out on a beat.
Yeah.
I went back to sleep, and Ree and I have been curating this beautiful relationship to where I will send her things I'm working on without a doubt, just like, hey, this just came through. I sent her that one. Later on, she came back to me and she's like, yo, this is speaking to me.
Yeah.
And so that's how the song really came from. And then once I was listening to the words, because, you know, it just came from my spirit, I started to sit with it. And see where they were coming from as far as in my own experiences and what it was trying to tell me about what I was experiencing in my life or trying to heal from. Mm-hmm. I know at that point I was experiencing a lot of things I could not make sense of. As a person who has an aim to be every single day, understanding life is very precious. Tomorrow's not promised, right? And so with my music, I want to serve. But I'm an artist, and things don't always work out to plan. And so people are people, and sometimes we have different purposes within the music. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that we don't like each other, but it just means we have different purposes. And so
awesome.
Sometimes that happens, and that happened with some of the music I was working on. And The Gift, in a sense, came from that experience.
All right. Well, without further ado, we're going to be debuting this song called The Gift by Caleb Jermaine here. Miss Nicolette Noble, the guest co-host of the hour, you want to introduce this song?
The Gift by Caleb Jermaine.
Yeah. There we go. It was pretty easy, right?
Woo! There you get it, girl.
Smashed it.
All right. There we go. So here he goes. We're going to be back more here with Caleb Jermaine. And then social media really quick.
I am Caleb Jermaine.
I am Caleb Jermaine. And then back with also the guest co-host, actress, model, producer, writer, Nicolette Noble. Social media really quick.
Nicolette Noble, my name. NicoletteNoble.
And then also, and then Ree, the photographer, director, all great human being. Ree Rasmussen, is that correct?
Yeah, try to spell that.
R-I-E R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N.
Wow, you did it.
Okay. Do you have a social media?
That's it.
Ree Rasmussen. Okay. Well, okay. All right. Well, there you go. So, okay, we'll be back more with Caleb Germain, Nicolette Noble, and Ree Rasmussen back here. And then this is one more time, Nicolette Noble.
The Gift by Caleb Germain.
Yep, The Gift by Caleb Germain. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Take my words, put them on the line. True colors show up on time. Time replaying stories in my head. Tell me when, what, why I can't. Tell me I can, why I can't. Tell me I can, why I can't. You're a big obstacle on my friend. Cause it's too deep to cook up.
That was The Gift by Caleb Germain. Awesome. If you like that song, email me, tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Also, if you like that song, you could also check it out. How can they check that out, Caleb Germain?
It's on every streaming platform. Also available on my website, calebgermain.com.
Okay, so that's C-A-L-E-B-J-E-R-M, as in Mary, A-I-N.
Yes, sir.
CalebGermain.com.
Yes.
And then your social media is one more time.
I am Caleb Germain.
I am. Was there another Caleb Germain before you?
Just you kidding. Know, could be, but someone out there has the handle Caleb Germain.
Okay.
I tried to talk to him and get it, but
gotcha.
He didn't respond.
Well, again, so it's I am Caleb Germain. And then you could check out, and then you could, what, like on Spotify or how did
yeah, Spotify, wherever you stream music, it should be on there. And if it's not, it's coming.
Well, cool.
So, yeah.
Well, and then let's go. So my guest co-host, Miss Lovely Nicolette Noble. What was it? What for you in the video? Because you were in this video as well. What was it like? What was challenges for you making? Because you know you're also producing as well. And for you, was this a challenge to do this music video, or what was it? What was your experience on this?
I think the biggest challenge was that Ree's toe was broken. Really. It made
Hurdles.
It difficult.
It was her biggest challenge. Because
we were filming on like a hill, so she kept having to function like hopping around on one foot basically.
Wow.
But it was pretty. It was like a very smooth shoot. As far as acting in it,
yeah.
It was easy, like in the water. I've shot with Ree a lot. I love shooting with Ree.
She's just been conditioned to the craziness at this moment. She's like, ah, it's easy. I'm so used to her yelling at me for 24 hours a day.
When we shoot, it's just like it was so smooth.
It was
even
smooth.
I'm a new drone operator,
yeah.
But I the shots that I did were the drone shots
Correct. Of
Caleb, and he. We didn't plan anything. I just put the drone up, and somehow, and he started running around Joshua Tree, the rock
yeah.
formations, and I just started following him.
Wow.
With no blocking, he performed
wow.
beautifully for the drone. He's a drone performance master.
That's awesome. And for you, was it what you visioned as an artist? I mean, like, or did you, is this what you visioned as well? I mean, obviously not put it on the spot, but, you know, for you, you know, now seeing a video come to fruition.
Yeah.
Anyways, is it what you thought or for you?
Man, fruition, tuition to life. what I thought.
Yeah. When you
above exceeded my expectations.
Wow.
Hands down. I knew. Well, when I talked to Ree about shooting it and Nicolette, and I'm like, when they were like, yeah, I was like, word. All right, cool. Because I've been around them quite a bit since I've been out here in L.A. They've been one of my consistent relationships,
yeah.
Speaking life into my journey. And so everything that they've been a part of is just like, yo, pristine. They do it well.
Yeah. No, and that was the thing. And this is no joke. And even if she wasn't here, I'd say this. Just man to man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a... I don't know what the word is. I mean, obviously, I said a lot of words of describing this person, but I mean, just saying that there's a specialness, I think, a quality that I could see that's both. But I know Nicolette. I'm just meeting Ree, but I mean, there's something about that. There's a uniqueness that it's very rare in this industry and in life in general. And that was the one thing that I think we connected in the sense of. I could sense it, hence why I always wanted to be supportive with her and whatever, because there's not, it's like almost like, it's kind of like this. That's my best analogy. It's kind of like when it's like a diamond in the rough. You know there's a diamond in there and it's got a lot, there's so much cred, but you know there's the specialness in there. So you,
yes.
you want to protect it and all this stuff. And do you feel that same thing when you guys work and when you got to meet someone like her and then Ree?
Oh, yeah. It's in that way, it's like that. The diamond is seen. From a distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. I see these two amazing ladies like the sun.
Yeah.
I come across, I'm always searching for this meaning. I'm not searching for what life means, but there's a lot of ways that life can become meaningful to us. And so lately I've discovered how the sun can transform every single thing it touches. And that is the best way that I can say about Ree and Nicolette is in the way of their intention as being the light as they walk in.
Oh, yeah.
The diamonds that their light is touching is growing upwardly.
Yeah, no, and it's even contagious just when you're around, and I'm sure you've been around them, but
rad.
even through the minuscule times of even whether it's on social or in person, I could tell, and I'll tell you straight in your face, the moment I met you and I interviewed you the very first time, I in my head, I go, this is a unique person, a unique individual, beautiful human being. But you could sense that. And then when you'd see yourself, Ree,
right.
And then you see like, oh, okay, this is the start. And then Stephanie, who I've gotten a pleasure meeting as well. It's like that soul. It's like it's a whole connection.
Yeah. It was like first time I ever met Ree. And I met Nicolette briefly that day. Right. Ellie Rose is there.
Yeah.
when I left. I said, oh, cool. Because I came out to L.A. on a spiritual journey, kind of like I don't have any plans other than to show up and
yeah.
see where this goes, knowing that I'm going to deposit my best self. And so when I met Ree, I'm like, ha, I think I could be friends with this lady for the rest of my life, like easily. And so let me just, you know, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Like she's like beaming with this light, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm over here, as the more I get to know her, just like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna be, you know. And so this beautiful friendship and relationship's been growing, and the music video comes from a place of understanding that, wow, who I am, and seeing that diamond from a distance and listening, and then being able to deliver that in a way that still blows my mind. Like, as I say that, my body lights up with goosebumps.
Yeah.
Wow. When Nicolette's performance.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
No, I know. And you guys got to check. If you don't know who Nicolette Noble is, she's featured in this music video directed by Rhea Rasmussen. but check it out. You did excellent. Seriously, I know you're extremely humble, but take the compliment. You beautifully done. You're a beautiful human being. Seriously, and I say that to you right here. I don't even mind saying any of that. I grew up with the three sisters, and you know, I'm the only boy. So you know, I'm always, you know, you kind of, I don't know what that means, but anyways, but you know what I mean. I mean, my point is like, you always, you know, I know that sometimes, you know, girls, you just want to, you know, want to hear something nice. You know, not everyone's always nice in this town, but you're going
to
ask me a question.
Well, I wanted to ask Nicolette a question, if that was okay.
Sure. Sure, it's your show
because,
now.
Well, here, like, when we were shooting, there's a part in the video that we're talking about, the pat on the back, and feels like a hot rod, and she drank this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it was a one take, Jane.
Not stuff. Like, it's damn dirt.
It's dirt. When I say stuff, it's dirt. It's,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And so it's, when we were talking about the concept of it, she literally was like, I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
It's like, hey, look, I have this cold water for you. What are you gonna do with this dirt that's actually, it's like not really water? So, like, when you did that.
Yes.
How, where? I'm just, cause I had to stay in character.
Yes.
But in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, she really drank it.
Yeah, I have never experienced drinking dirt like that before.
Yeah, wow.
And I was supposed to
spit it out,
but it was Joshua Tree. It was so dry.
Yeah.
That when I tried to spit, the first time I tried to spit the dirt out in the beginning, no dirt would come out. So, yeah, getting that dirt.
That was kind of the point of the shot.
My gosh, guys, I do apologize. We're like, we got probably got 1 minute. Shoot. Oh, man, that time flew really quick. But this show is ultimately about inspiring others. Caleb, you've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
If you're breathing, then you can go do what you got turning inside of your spirit. And so if you can focus on what you can't control, and if you can add a little mindfulness into your day and use the tools that you already have, maybe deposit some of that previous adversity that you've already overcome in your life into your everyday purpose, and focus on your breath, because that's a very beneficial part of our life. Everyone around us is breathing, but many of us never know like how we're breathing. And so if we can breathe a little deeper and a little slower, then we can have more patience in our life. And then we can make better decisions, be better community members, better artists, better actors, better producers, better radio hosts, better fathers, sisters, brothers, mother, whatever. And so,
Rhea Rasmussen, anything to add on that? Any inspiring words of wisdom for those that want to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
Oh, well, yeah, I say breathe a little deeper, live a little better, right?
And then Nicolette Noble, last but not least, I know you've given some inspiring words before, but now here, as a guest co-host, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to become an actress, model, producer, writer, or just their follow their dreams in general?
Just do it. Don't make excuses. And
wait, I think that's taken.
That was taken.
I didn't come up with that? Damn.
Go do it.
Let me see your bank account again.
Yeah, no excuses. Get just do it. Don't lock yourself in. It's all about perspective and evolving.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Caleb Germain, I appreciate you coming in. Sorry, their time went by quick. We were even over. But again, they could check out The Gift at CalebGermain.com.
Yes, sir.
Spotify. Check out the music video starring the lovely, beautiful Nicolette Noble, directed by the lovely and awesome Rhea Rasmussen. It's called The Gift on YouTube. And social media one more time, Nicolette Noble.
Nicolette Noble.
And then Rhea Rasmussen, R-I-E-R-A-S.
M-U-S-S-E-N.
And then last but not least, Caleb. I am
Caleb Germain.
All right. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you guys for all coming in. Sorry, literally time went by really quick, but I appreciate you guys. Nicolette, thanks for being such a great guest co-host. Seriously, thanks for coming in. Ree, thanks for being a great guest co-host to the guest co-host.
Oh, my and, damn pleasure.
And Caleb, best of luck with you, my man. God bless you, and I hope nothing but the best of you. And I want to say thank you all to everybody for tuning in my show. And again, I love you guys and appreciate all you guys, and I always like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26, in man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.